Welcome to With the Podcast, where to entertain, form a bit while talking about Digimon. I'm Mark, I run With the Will, and produce Digimon on Blu-ray.
I'm Dev Hugh, and I'm suffering from chronic sleepy bitch disease.
So you're doing well, then.
Yeah.
How has the past few weeks treated you, Dev?
Ouch. But also, the weather is nice. It is no longer over 100 degrees, so it's lovely.
Here, it's that exact type of dog day of summer, heat, humidity, blah, I hate it.
Well, thing is, like, I'm actually getting weather that I should be getting for my region. It should be cool, and it is.
Yeah. I will say, it's nice that the news is calmed down a little bit from where it was for a while. 'Cause they were...
Yeah, that was a lot.
It's a lot, and people go, well, the brand's dead. It's like, man, if it was, we'd have much smoother time, huh?
It's like, if the brand was dead, I wouldn't be here for 2 fucking hours.
To be fair, it's been a bit since we've done a full 2-hour one. So first up, Digimon Liberator Episode 5, Part 2, Real. Do you like the nice winking cameos at the beginning?
It's adorable. I like it.
Yeah. Then, I think this was the largest exposition dump Liberators had.
But it was actually a pretty decent exposition dump. In fact, I can just use that for my exact thing for the next convention Digimon panel I have.
Yeah, it does dump it really well in the sense of explaining how the world of Liberator is connected to the digital world. And then we get the Digimon popping out. And then I think the funniest thing was her being very excited to meet them and them just fucking running.
If I was them, I would run too. But yes. If I was her, yes, I would chase them.
Yeah. Then we kind of get data on how this might connect to the novel, where we get little cameos from the novel characters. And then...
It's like, haha, the debugging team.
Then... Elizamon gets their proper introduction with a little bit of... does Elizamon feel like just the right amount of winking to the audience?
Yes, I love it. It's such a little shit.
Yeah. And then Owen Dreadnought is weirdly exactly the character you would have thought he would be. It's just like, oh, wow, he's just popping in just to be kind of a dick.
Like, this elitist little bastard.
I will say, I thought they telegraphed that they were setting up a fight a bit too much. Although, funnily, not
with
him.
I was expecting Owen to, like, I challenge you to a battle to prove that you're worthy of being on the debugging team.
That's what I thought, but it was funnier to have Cool Boy bring it up, and then he's not in the fight at all. But yeah.
Because he would just wreck everyone with Omekamon.
Cute little chapter. I feel like the red outlines at time maybe went a bit overboard this time, though, to be honest.
I guess they were, like, trying to emphasize, like, yes, they're in the real digital world.
Yeah. And we also... Have we ever seen Cool Boy without his sunglasses before?
I don't remember.
Neither do I.
I feel like we've seen his eye color through them.
I think on one of the covers we did. But yeah, Liberator, mostly happy with it. The exposition this time, I'm trying to decide if it's just right or a bit too much.
I'm going to lean with just enough, because if it's kind of heavy-handed for us, it's only because we fucking know everything at this point.
Yeah.
But for, like, the average fan, then it's like, okay, yeah, this is nice.
Yeah, I guess I'm not used to this. I guess I'm not used to this comic doing exposition that is not just how to play the card game type.
It's okay, that's next week.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure it's going to be the next 2 weeks, the next two issues, probably.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but we will see. And then we got a Tips Column 09 I love. It is literally just like they wrote out like a full maintenance notice.
Honestly, I kind of liked this part the most.
Oh, no, I like this because it... I just remember when I went there and it's like, it's... As if it's a real maintenance notice, not explaining maintenance notices or anything. It's just the full thing. It was just amusing to me.
It's like, still so nostalgic for when I played MMOs.
that happens with fighting games and stuff plenty, so I'm used to these also. But yeah, it's just solid. And then, late last night, we got an update on the novel competition. They announced the winners. So, we may have some clarity on what happened with the manga competition not having a winner. It appears they decided not to, for at least for the novel competition, they didn't do a grand prize winner, but instead they gave more awards total, along with prizes.
Hey, I'm fine with that.
So, like, the setup...
So I guess they got better results than they expected.
Yeah, so the setup they had said, and, you know, they're always like, we have, you know, can change the setup if we want to. So the setup they had given was there'd be a grand prize winner, a runner-up, and then any number of extras if they wanted to. Instead, what they did was...
Like honorable mention or something.
Yeah, instead they explicitly said they aren't doing a grand prize winner. They did two runners-up and four additional awards. So instead of two plus whatever, they did two plus four. So yeah, it would be nice if they would do these and just do the setup they announced, because you can't tell if they're being stupid or if they're just trying to be clever. Because the thing is you want a grant, you want, like, this is the winner, don't you?
Hard to say, because I feel like that's what they were probably initially going for, but they got a lot better pool of entries than
I would at least like clarity regarding the prizes, since some of that was prize money.
I keep forgetting they give money out for contests and shit.
So it would be nice if they would clarify that, because they gave out more awards than expected, but I would like to know how that ends up being budgeted compared to what they said originally.
Yeah, are they just splitting it, or
That is what I would like to know, because it's not high, it's not super high, but it's still, I would like to know if they're trying to lower the budget or if they've actually just gone higher and that's why they don't have a grand prize winner. So they announced, so the stories are in Japanese. Some of these are fucking long. So what was the math from Japanese to English? It's basically want to double the amount of pages in general. I think it is.
That can be French. That's definitely French.
I want to say Japanese to English, you consider Japanese to be about half as long. So if you switch some, so these are roughly 40 to 170 pages long.
Damn.
So we just put up the machine translations of the synopsises, because not even going to attempt to put together a workable translation of the stories. Too long.
It would not work.
I like how for each story what they gave us was they gave us the title, the writer, synopsis, judges' comments, and telling us the two most main Digimon in the story, and there's a good range.
Some of these I was not expecting.
No, it really is like a wide range of, like clarifying the Toraimon and Jessmon one. And then you get one with Penmon and Parasaur. Tongue tied on that name.
Parasaur.
Yeah. Although I feel like, hey, really interesting story regarding Dukemon and Gilmon, but it's also Dukemon and Gilmon. Although I think that's the one that sounds the most amusing. But yeah, hopefully we get these in English. At one point they had said some of these would be published in Digimon Comics as a bonus thing, so I'm hoping we will see that. Because not even attempting to put together a translation of this much.
Yeah, no, I am not even going to attempt either.
And then, Terrormon Assistant Lab. These are getting... So first up, they did a quiz to see what Terrormon Joshu knows about Digimon Adventure. It should be noted, Director Kakudo said that he watched it and he actually was getting questions wrong. So I don't know what that says about Terrormon's skill. And then they did Terrormon Assistant does greetings in 10 languages. This was a cute one. It had proper subtitles right when it went up. And they also went back and added English to a few other videos.
I still have to go back and watch those.
So the greetings one I like at the beginning, they're like, these are going to be best attempts, so hear them with your heart, not with my words. And then they also note they're kind of familiar with English, so if the English isn't good, then it's kind of over to do this. which I just found amusing. So they
did trying his best.
Yes. But yeah, it was good enough.
It's like a cute little engaging thing on the side.
Yeah, I need to go back and watch, because one of the videos they added subtitles to was Terry Mountain Assistant Answers 100 Questions.
I'm terrified to find out what those questions are.
Well, they were like introduction style things, like all basic. Here's how you learn about Terry Mountain Assistant.
Ah, okay. I fear it's like more quizzing.
Yeah, it's like a run through of questions so you can learn about the character. And then Digimon History 2015-2023, all the best. General sales have begun at the Feel Me shop.
Still want to pick this up.
And they have the bonus postcards.
Ooh.
Wait, sorry, prints, not postcards. The only issue is it's one at random per CD purchase.
Damn it. I was hoping it'd be like just like a little stack of them all together.
Here's what I would do. Charge an extra $10 and you're just guaranteed to get all nine. Just like a bonus packet.
What if they had what if it was a sticker sheet? That would also be fun.
Yes, that would be good also. I still think it's interesting because one, the song list is really good, but two, them not like outright mentioning that there are like a good chunk of the Adventure and O2 songs in here because they have the original Butterfly and Target. It's like, no, it's Try Kizuna in the beginning. I still think it's wild how the cover characters more or less do have the Try detailing on them. It's just,
yeah, especially like Agumon and Gabumon.
Also, Palmon's head.
I think it's mostly like the way they shade her eyes in Try is different.
Yeah. It's just weird to see after so much time of it having passed. And then they announced U.S. pre-orders for the Kenji Watanabe 25th anniversary art.
I'm sorry to your wallet.
It is the same as the Japanese, minus that the metal plaque has been changed to English. That is a nice frame, though, also.
It's decent.
Yes. I really like the look of it. Yep. I'm trying to decide how many people will be confused if this sells out. Because a lot of the reaction was $200 a lot, which it is. But if you ever look at like art prints for shows and movies, $200's not that wild for that sort of product. In fact,
also I work in a frame shop, just a decent frame that's, you know, that size with archival materials is about that price.
Yeah. In fact, these aren't even the most remember when they were doing the prints of the Try and Kizuna poster, weren't those like $300 or $400 each?
That was insane.
Yes. Well, those were also I want to say, was those being printed on like high-end vinyl canvas or something weird? It's like, I don't even know if I've seen something printed on that before.
I don't remember. I know there were some products that were on like the canvas prints that were like stretched on.
See, I'm not talking about that weird high-end canvas that you never see used except for like high-end paintings. It's like, oh, they're going way overboard and also no way in hell.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. And then, new Digigift wallpaper. It's Hunters themed, with them pounding mochi. I don't know why, but I think the funniest part of this is Cutemon and Akari both being very amused to be there.
I'm surprised they weren't using Gumdramon's tail for this, because it is a mallet.
Yeah, it feels like that would be an obvious choice. I think they just really wanted Cutemon there.
I don't blame them.
Yeah. Although I will say, the wall art style image is exceedingly high quality for these, but the actual wallpaper itself, the actual image looks kind of ratty for some reason.
Because it's compressed into all fucking oblivion with 10,000 JPEG artifacts.
No, that's the weird thing. It's not just that. It feels like they scaled the image oddly. Like the lines look weird.
Not as good.
And then time for us to both grab a drink, Dev, because it's card time.
Card apocalypse.
Okay, ready?
Oh no. Yeah, good enough.
Okay, Gizamon. Can we appreciate that we get like a serious Gizamon on the beach image?
Just looks staring at the moon.
Yes. Then Deltamon, and this looks weird.
Deltamon always looks weird.
But
though.
Something about the head in this one looks like,
okay, it's the eye. It's definitely the eyes.
See, I was gonna say it was more like the snout. It's almost like it doesn't fit.
The thing is, if you cover the eye with your hand, the snout looks like, okay, yeah, that's shark mouthy, but it's just the eye is just a weird shape from underneath. It looks really, really off.
And then we also got a nice promo poster for Booster Set 19. And then everyone's favorite paperweight, Moon Millennium on.
You know what? I would actually love to have like one of those little glass floaty.
You know what I will say though? Considering it is like a static rupee from The Legend of Zelda, doesn't it look really dynamic and cool here?
Yeah.
It's just funny because it actually does. Fun B-mon, we get a bunch of them floating. The main nice thing here is they do some nice wing effects. Then we get Horned Eraser. I love the comic anime style art of Queen B-mon doing that attack.
She's having a good time.
Weirdly, minus that it's all anti-aliased properly, doesn't it feel like this could have been from Liberator?
Yeah, it feels like a comic page or like if you've played Disgaea when they use the combo attacks and you get like the split screen effect, it looks like that.
The only reason this can't be a Liberator frame is the art is anti-aliased. Then Monotamon. Do you get a big vibe of the thing from the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark here? Top Men.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Then Roto Nightmon. Just really
fabulous.
Solid. Yeah, just like really solid art. And then Roto Nightmon X. Man, I love how it's not even Asmir drawing it. It's like, oh, it's Spiky Gundam.
Yeah, it's... No, this is just the Catherine's nightmare frame from the new Code Geass.
And then we get Derulumon. Does it feel, like, extra fluffy?
Yes. He is, like, supremely chunky.
And then Jaeger Derulumon.
I want to pet the baby.
I think the weird thing here is this, they tilt his head almost the same angle Derulumon had on his card.
But the other way.
No, I think it's actually the same way. Just the body's pointed the other way.
Ah, okay.
And then, I think this gets the award for cutest card in the set, Kulumon.
Look, it made me crave pancakes so badly when I saw it.
You know what this?
But it was too late to get pancakes.
This reminds me of any time Kulumon's just running around doing nothing.
What it brought to mind, oddly enough, was one of the bonus levels from Sonic 3 and Knuckles, where it's like all the little orbs falling, and it's like being inside like a ping pong candy machine.
I thought you were going to say one of the blue sphere levels.
Not quite that.
Yeah, I know what you mean, though. And then Impmon, God, it's one of those weird things where I kind of can't tell if this is just like digitally painted or if it's like actually CGI in some places.
Didn't we say the exact same thing about like the Belzebumon blast mode card that kind of has like, the same effect?
I think so, but like, especially if you look at like his cheeks. It almost looks like, have you ever seen those really early Pixar shorts when they're still working stuff out? So it looked extra plastic, but it looked like almost like a real toy.
Yeah, like super glossy.
Yeah. And then Norma Bielsamon, which, great pose. And then, so this is where the set gets weird. And I think there was one or two of these last time we went, this feels more like a movie card. For Genria, we get him in his Movie 5 outfit, which it feels weird when there was a movie set.
They didn't have a movie outfit.
And then Galgomon, with like, it feels very much like an American action movie pose, doesn't it? Like a jump.
He's having a good time using explosives. Yeah.
Then, so Rapidmon, this is another one where, does it feel like it's supposed to be like an American movie, like Bruce Willis jumping out of a building.
Yeah, this is a die-hard card.
And then we get... This is where the references then get weird but cool. So Gilmon is very clearly the evolution scene from Battle Spirit, where you grab Kulumon and then the spinning blue and orange orbs around you. That's
very obscure reference, but it is spot on.
But here's what's funnier is if you look at the stage, it's actually a stage from Battle Spirit. And then the next card is Dukemon, and you can see more of the stage, and it's the Millenniummon, the final boss.
I remember that. Oh, I didn't even realize Kulumon was in there,
too. And still doing the evolution pose. I mean, I love the reference. I, I, I enjoyed Battle Spirits way too much when it was new. Enough that I got a Wonderswan Crystal in the Japanese version of 1.5. Like, I just wanted to own it.
I don't blame you. It was fun.
Yeah. Then, Bakuman. I don't have much to say about this because it's good cartoony, colorful art, but there's just nothing, I don't have anything to say about this.
You're just traveling through some ruins.
Yeah. Dynasmon. So, Dynasmon's good because it's one of the variations of dragons where I want to say most of the time we see art, isn't one of his hands blue?
You know what? I don't pay enough attention to remember.
I think it is, but I don't think it's specifically stated that it has to be. Then we get some assistance in the background from UL Force Vigimon and Shoutmon.
I saw Shoutmon. I couldn't tell the other one was.
Dynasmon X, which really
super spiky.
Very spiky.
My god.
He's one of the ones who defines the X antibody Digimon, where he's just spiky, spiky, spiky.
Like Osmari just breathing heavily in the back. It's like, more spikes.
And then, really talking about the movie ones, Trinity Burst, which is the most movie thing you can do for Tamers. It's the combo attack from the end of the Adventurer's Battle.
And yep, even, and also it's the Hyper Coliseum style card.
Yes. It's the exact art used in that card. And then Red Card. Now, here's what's interesting about Red Card. It is done in the style of a Hyper Coliseum card. This never existed.
I know the blue one did.
No, that's the thing. The blue card from EX-02 was done up like this also. It looks almost identical. I don't believe that card ever existed. It just looks like it did.
Mandela effect.
Yeah, it's really weird. I like when they do it, but it gets confusing for a moment when you look and you're like, this definitely had to have existed, right? It's looking, it's like, no, it didn't. There was a Battle Spirits blue card, but there was never a Hyper Coliseum one in this style. It's when they did the Tamer set from EX-02.
Okay.
So they now did a red one in that style. Then Shade. So Shademon's cool because the art is done in a way that it goes to the profile where it's said to be a Digimon with no substance. So, like, you can tell it's like a cave or a rock formation, but everything about Shademon is drawn completely flat.
I'm getting heavy Full Metal Alchemist vibes.
Yeah, it does have that feeling to it. Then we get Luminamon.
Yay! Baby!
Yeah, Solid Leaping Pose, which I believe is from the comic, I want to say. And then Luminamon Nene version. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Like, I need to reread it. It's been a while.
Then Luminamon Nene version. We saw the art when they first formally announced the set theme and shut off preview art. Art solid. It's still a weird design in general.
Yeah, Nene Shademon was cooler. Although that one doesn't have a card.
I think the thing that's the weirdest about this is when you look at the face, and especially after the beginning, when you're more likely to look at the eyes. Yeah, and you realize that one of the eyes is not Nene's eyes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, was it like that in the manga?
Well, see, that's the funny thing is that, like, now that is a thing that because the beginning did it, we're more likely to look. It's like, oh, that is weird to notice at this point because it probably has always been like that. It just has not been something that mattered.
Yeah, hopefully no Luminamon were harmed in the making of this evolution.
And then we get a card for ADR01 Jury. I believe she said, and this is her third form, if I remember. Because the first form is the Jury clone. The second form is she's in her normal body, but she still sort of looks like Jury. This is now like the final one where I want to say Crimson Mode impales her. Like, this is like right before Crimson Mode impales her, isn't it?
I want to say yeah, because I know her face is really fucking freaky.
Yeah. I will say, I like when they do the cards where it's new anime style art, but you kind of have to look at it for a moment and go, that's not from the anime, right? It's just that it's
giving me false memories.
Exactly. Then D Reaper Zone is another one that uses the art from Hyper Colosseum.
God, it's so gritty looking.
This is the image people grabbed to try to convince you that Tamers was really fucking dark. Can we just say how great Starmons is? Do you get like a weird Power Ranger vibe from this card?
Yeah.
You get them all leaping forward, the colorful explosions, and then shooting.
Like, we must combine to form the Megazord.
And then they do, and Shooting Starmon has some of the best card art we've seen.
It is absolutely ridiculous.
Because he's doing Astro Bomber. I would argue that if you look, it looks like he's screaming, which is, would be Dynamite Soul. It's just really cool art. And then the next
one... Not gonna lie, I have the music from Gurren Lagann playing in my head right now, just looking at this.
And then the next card's Meteor Rock Soul, which is the combo attack with Shoutmon EX6. Now, this is one where there's actually two versions of the attack. One is Shooting Starmon becomes like a boxing glove for him. And the other is like he connects or holds him and then he shoots off like Mazinger's fist.
Big O, it's showtime.
Now, based on the visual, it's hard for me to say which one this is. It feels like he's getting ready to launch. Don't you think so?
I figured more like it was like swinging a fist.
I wonder if it was drawn purposely so that you can't actually tell.
I wouldn't be surprised, honestly.
And then Air Dramon. This is actually really good art, honestly.
I love when they incorporate like all the other little Digimon into the scenery.
The one that I find most interesting is Bodemon, because that placement, you wonder if it's purpose, where it almost looks like it's sitting on the detailing. Almost.
It looks like he's just like chilling on the little level 2 thing.
And then, can we appreciate Lucimon X? Really good art, and it appears to be from Chronicle X. This appears to be the fight with Gankumon and Jessmon X.
It looks very extra.
Yes. And then the Seventh Divine Cruise, which another one where it just looks great. I love that instead of just showing like the light spheres, it's so bright that it's like creating camera blur and lighting effects and everything.
Also, I like seeing some of the X designs from like the different angles, just because there's so much fucking detail on these characters that you don't get to see it just from the profile art.
That looks like sharp armor, doesn't it? That looks like sharp armor, doesn't it?
Yep.
It doesn't have the corners, but it looks sharp. Then Gaussmon. It's hard for me to look at this and not think it's like a Jurassic Park reference.
Honestly, every time I see Gaussmon, I think of the Shriekers from the Tremors movies.
Well, in this case, what I mean is like it's like a camera in a batch of Gaussmon, and you see the 2010 Greymon running in the back.
Yeah, like the opening scene.
Yeah, it just feels very Jurassic Park-y to me. And then, can we appreciate Zeke Greymon? That is just really
very
cool.
Random pose.
And remember how the Greymon and Male Bergermon ones were them like leaping out of some sort of like building with like metal awnings and stuff, and then we saw that again with the Metal Greymon one? If you look carefully, it's the same building again.
So oh, okay, yeah, I see the.
So it's like as they're jumping up higher, they're evolving more and more. I will say this: I don't think you could go any closer up on him in this card, though. I'm surprised it actually. I'm surprised it works as close up as this is. And then for DC One events in Japan in August, October, we get to see the prize cards, which are the Three Musketeers. Really nice piece of art that goes over all three cards. And then the playmat with all three of using existing art.
I know. I feel like it would be better if they had the card art as the playmat as well.
I feel like they decided that it would be too busy when it needs to be a workable playmat, is I think what they were thinking.
That makes sense.
And then new sleeves. So these are early.
I want them.
So, okay, Lucimon looks good. Yuki and Impmon looks great. Orisa and Violet looks great. X Antibody, did we get the same one but inverted like a year ago?
It feels really familiar because I didn't even... Manthi of a card that, like, a sleeve that looks similar.
Yeah. But yeah, all of these look neat. They'll be available February 2025. And it's weird because this is like right around when stuff starts to hit the same time frame. So be curious when these come out in Japan. And then the second half of English Ultimate Cup events, they showed off the prize cards. So Event Pack 7 we've seen before then. The prize cards are the Savers Agumon line, which continues a theme that the Ultimate Cup has had going back a couple of years, where they start off with Agumon from Adventure, Vimon from O2, then Gilmon from Tamers, then Agnimon from Frontier, going through the lines of all the main anime.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, and like the other ones, the prior prize card of the highest one is a top two this time, so it's an extra chance for people to get it from last time.
I really like the burst mode one.
It does look good. And then from card battle, we get prize cards, which Numamon, Monzaemon, and Platinum Numamon. Those are some prize choices. It just looks good. And then moving on from cards.
Like, you won, here's some shit.
Yeah, so first up, a preview of the Japanese release of the BN Figure Q costume figures. Those have been out in China, they've been out in the US, and now they're coming out in Japan.
They're all so fucking adorable. But I have no room for any of them.
I like them hiding the Chase figure, like it hasn't been out for like 2 or 3 years at this point. And then, everything from Ichiban Kuji, The Power of Two Shining Lights. So we already knew what the figures were. D is acrylic stands of the O2 and Tamers characters, which really good art on these.
I want the Ken and Wormmon one.
I only have one issue. Everyone's being very energetic except Rookie.
She's totally energetic. Look, she has kind of like a half smile going on.
Yeah,
that's as energetic as she gets.
I suppose. Then hand towels, which these are some actually good adventure theming, honestly.
Yeah.
Then the rubber collection. I can't decide if I like these or not. I feel like I need to see non-renders of them. Like,
because they can look really janky.
Yeah, that's why I need to see like the actual things. The clear posters all look great. I'm trying to decide what the best one is. I feel like it might be Agumon.
I was going to go for Gabumon.
And then poll results. So first up. Favorite Digimon TV anime ultimate. This is so Dukemon wins, Wargreymon's second. It's so close, they both have the same percentage.
I'm not surprised. They are both really fucking badass designs that everyone likes.
Yeah. And poor Gaiomon.
Yeah, he's kinda where I expected.
Yeah, I'm not that shocked. I didn't think he'd get 5% though. And then new poll, which is what is your favorite final form, specifically from TV shows, meaning not exclusive to a movie?
Oh, this one's going to be hard.
See, I'm not even
congrats, Omegamon?
I'm not even a huge Shine Greymon fan, but I do kind of like artwork of Burst Mode. I don't know who my favorite be here, because there's a lot of good ones.
Mine would definitely be Burst Mode first, and then actually Brave Snatcher is kind of like a close second. I always just like the Restoremon like surfing on that.
Although
thing.
I do like here's the issue: Shoutmon X7 Superior Mode does not look cool enough in profile art compared to when that evolution happens in the show.
Yeah, because it loses so much of the detail.
You need the music. You need all the crazy shit happening.
You need the entire digital world like in bands around it. You need this absolutely over the fucking top bullshit.
Exactly. It's just too normal.
It's like, okay, gold armor. Lego dude.
Then Elizamon was added to the reference book.
I love this little bastard.
I need to stop looking at it and going like over theme circus clown.
Clown lizard.
Then we get a few music things. Ayumi Miyazaki thanked everyone for birthday wishes as he turned 53. And then, because it was the anniversary of Anime I.O., the summer concert series, Digimon Web linked the performance Wada Koji did shortly before he died. So, because it's the 10th anniversary of that. That is one of his better performances, and you can tell he's exhausted as shit.
Yeah.
then Kakadu went. Then we get a bunch of exhibition stuff. So before Kakadu's, Megumi Han went back right before it closed. She mentioned that when she was getting someone to take her photo in front of the talker, she accidentally handed them the Patamon plush instead of the phone for the camera. the exhibition Twitter, thank you for showing up, posted the evolution wall before mentioning, you know, the Osaka venue. And then Kakadu went over various things regarding the products, especially regarding Keepon. We won't go over all that, but he very clearly has wanted this to happen for a very long time.
We're glad that he finally got his wish.
Yeah.
Because we also want this.
Yes. Like, he mentions at first, when they showed the badges to him, the plants, he didn't really get what they were doing. And then when he saw the product, he was just like, oh, it's so good. Because I'm sure when they showed him the plants, like, it's can badges, but instead of printing, they're going to do, like, stitched art. So I'm sure, by his own admission, he really didn't get what they were going to do until he saw, like, the actual product. And they look really nice.
Very nice embroidery.
Yes. And then Ayumi Minato posted art of Elecmon to celebrate getting 555 followers on Twitter since they opened their account because of the comic coming out. And then Tenya Yabuno quote tweeted that Miho Asada had drawn Yamato. She had responded, thanks for the comment, but it was actually a sketch she'd done a while ago. And Yabuno noted how good the place was. It was notable because they've both worked on franchises at differing times. So their paths cross because, like, they've both done Pokemon manga. They've both done, what's that one soccer manga? I forgot the name. Is it Inazuma or is it a different one?
I think it's Inazuma 11.
It's whichever one Yabuno has done spin-off manga for. Asada has also. So it's just like he found it interesting and how accurate it was. And then for Liberator art, Usagi Bochi posted a humorous image about if the Digimon with him are real or fake. And Arika's just walking off repeating no. And Tomo drew art of Yao Quinlong and Cool Boy.
She's so excitable.
And Cool Boy really doesn't want to be here. He looks stressed, tired. And then for September,
I wonder if Cool Boy's other job is in retail.
And then for September art, we get Terrorman assistant at his desk. We get the plushies, the mouse, the microphone is Shoutmon. There's various references on the screen. It could be a reference to the Hatsune Miku image. I can't decide if it's actually the Hatsune Miku image or if it's the Orihime from Bleach image that the Miku one is based on.
I want to say leaning towards Hatsune Miku just because there's like a draw Miku's around the world and in different styles thing going on right now as well.
That's true. So I'm trying to decide looking at it, and I'm like, huh, there's speed lines. That almost makes it more Orihime, but I'm not sure. It's good art, and it's the right kind of references. It's very weird that he has a plush of himself on his desk, though.
Why wouldn't he have a plush of himself on his desk?
Because the mouse might eat it.
No.
And then Toei Europe announced that they will be at the Luca Comics and Games Festival in Italy in October, and they'll have some sort of celebration for the 25th anniversary of the Digimon anime.
Neat.
Then Kakadu went over, he got more American Digimon products from Dimmock, which is a brand which we've mentioned them before. He got two of the shirts, which he likes the Crest shirts because they're simple, so you can wear them any given day. Then he very much likes the hoodie where you get Greymon on the front, Metal Greymon on the back. He mentions it's made in America, so it's pretty big. Then we get the same with Gurumon and Wear Gurumon. He mentions this is the type of gift that you might give to a voice actor during recording, but the hoodie seems a bit too big.
Yeah, the sizes are quite a bit different versus between America and Asia.
And then for social art, Usagi Bochi posted a little apology placard about Liberator being under maintenance. The Agumon bowing with the Koromon. It's funny how Koromon and Bonamon both look like they're actually bowing, even though technically speaking, they're not doing anything.
I love it.
That is just Koromon and Bonamon with their eyes closed. But because they're framed with Agumon so perfectly, doesn't it look like they are?
I'm surprised they don't topple over.
5 seconds later, they might. And then questions you guys in chat can ask those. Diego sent one in. He wanted to know, who do we think the next Digimon model could be? Before they did the teaser for Megamon, he thought there'd be a Weregrumon one to match the Metal Greymon. But he's wondering if maybe Tamers, because too much adventure in a row. He's hoping to see Shoutmon X4, as they think it will work well with the amplified look. So I agree with Shoutmon. So who do we think is coming up next? It feels like it's about time for something frontiery, doesn't it?
Yeah. Because they did plenty of Adventure, Zero Two. There's a few Tamers floating around. There's one or two of the...
Savers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like you get a Kaiser Greymon or a Susanumon. Or I could almost imagine like an Aldemon or something slightly off-kilter for Frontier.
I think a Vritramon would be really cool in the amplified look. But that's just me.
Yeah, I actually agree.
I want to see the wings.
Then we're asked, if we were convinced to play the TCG, would we do a Sylphimon or a Shikuamon deck? And would we yell their jog wristband?
No.
Yell the command? No. I feel like Shikuamon feels like it'd be a more imposing deck, from what just art-wise.
I mean, I already have a deck. I don't play it, but it's Angelamon.
What do we think the next anime film we watch will be? I feel like for me, there's an asterisk that it can't be for work.
I still have to watch The Boy and the Heron.
No, that was actually going to be my answer, too, because it's like, it's on my list, it just keeps getting pushed back.
Like, I was looking through, it was my dad's birthday the other day, so I was looking for, like, a disc to get, and it's like, everywhere else is closed by now. I just got out of work, and it's like, I don't think he has Dune 2 yet. And then I was walking by, and it's like, there's a disc for The Boy and the Heron.
Yeah, that's a good one. Was there anything else on my list? If it's not Boy and the Heron, maybe Gundam Seed Freedom?
I want to see that, but I'd also have to go back and watch the entirety of Gundam Seed, just because I know I liked the series, but it's just been so fucking long that I don't remember what happens, and my brain's mixing it up with a whole bunch of other Gundam series.
Don't forget Destiny. You'd have to watch that also.
Shit.
Someone
there's
said,
too many things I have to watch.
Okay, here's a good one. Where does Terrymon Assistant fit in the academic hierarchy? Is he an overworked graduate student postdoc?
He's a TA.
So that's just a solid answer. It's just the assistant to Agumon Hakase. Although, he's too cheerful to be a TA, though.
I don't know. The most TAs I've had experience with are usually, like, really peppy and bouncy. They are so happy to be there. They're, like, 4 years older than the rest of us. They still have the will to live.
Those don't sound like the TAs I knew.
It was a state school.
Okay, here's a good one. If they did Kenji Watanabe prints for other Digimon anime, what do you think would be a good look for them to have? Well, I feel like for O2, you'd have to do some combination of armor and jog wrist, don't you think?
Oh, the armors would look so good.
For Tamer,
also, I'd love to see Chimerimon.
I feel like Chimerimon works good when you just get the eye visual. For Tamers, I feel like Tamers you could do the same as Adventure, but you use that CGI spinning Digivice background.
Ooh. Or like the evolution where like the skin is kind of like being ripped off of the wireframe. That would be really cool.
Okay, I got a good one. I got a good one for Cross Wars. Are you ready?
Yes.
It's Shoutmon X7. But all the little spinning Digimon are from other artists who've worked on the franchise. So he just draws the main body, and all the little Digimon spinning around are just in different styles.
That would be ridiculous, and I would pay so much money for that.
Do you think they'll make color for the ex-antibody V-Pets.
Yeah.
I'm trying to decide where I think they go next, because it feels like they'd probably do another Digivice, don't you think so?
Hard to say. Like, I'd like them to do another Digivice, but...
It feels like it's still too close to the X to just upgrade that.
Well, they're also, like, cranking out a lot of, like, X-antibody cards, so it's kind of, like, always on everyone's mind.
I guess that's true. What was your favorite mid-mall snack? This is definitely a question from someone older, because a lot of people wouldn't know what this means. I feel like the best answer is soft pretzel. Although I always preferred the bites.
It's really hard just, you know what, fuck it, it's Cinnabons.
That's not a bad answer. Any specific type of thing from Cinnabon, or just specifically the cinnamon buns?
Just the big classic ones, like the big giant fucker, especially the ones that are like just barely cooked and right out of the oven, and they're just completely sopping with fucking icing.
Then someone said, do we think Patamon and Gabumon regard each other as siblings? It feels like the only time they do that is when they're kind of riffing on Takaru and Yamato. So the answer isn't no, but it doesn't feel like saying yes would be accurate to that. It's more if they're doing a riff, I would say.
They feel more like roommates.
Last chance for questions in the chat. Someone said the new Digivice sold quickly in Premium Bandai, so they were wondering if we remember other times Premium Bandai stuff sold really fast.
Yes. That fucking box from Adventure.
Yes, that's not the time I remember the biggest. The biggest one I remember was, you remember, was it life-size the Meikumon plush?
Yep. That was gone pretty fast.
That may have been the quickest I ever saw something vanish on Premium Bandai. I remember, like, pre-orders were going to open. It was like 7 or 8 p.m. my time. I knew most people were like, I'll order from Intermediary tomorrow. And when they woke up, it was just gone.
Yeah.
Like, that may actually have been the quickest. Yeah, I can't really think of anything quicker than that, though.
Goddamn, I want the Digivice again so badly.
See, you gotta just, like, stare at Premium Bandai USA for when they put up excess stock. And then just jump for it. And then Devin wants to know, do we think Patamon and Tailmon were roommates between O2 and Tri? Not particularly. Dev really wants the Digivices.
So badly. But I was a broke-ass bitch when they came out. It's like, oh, okay, they'll be here for, like, a day until I get paid. Nope, they're gone instantaneously.
See, here's what you have to consider, Dev. Do you hope they do another printing, or do you hope they do the 6 other colors they can? Or do you not really care, you just want one?
In a perfect world, I would want the base color Digivice, but with the tag and crest.
Yeah, it's funny, because when they did the 15th anniversary, they did the inverse, didn't they? They did the Tai Yamato as the normal one first, then like 6 months to a year later, they did the anime base color as like the bonus third model.
Yeah.
Where here, the anime is the base one, and the other two are the special edition with extra junk.
Yeah, I was hoping, you know. I want the goddamn tag and crest.
Dev, what Wikimon article would you like people to read?
Elizamon, because it is a Lisa Frank neon goddamn clown lizard, and it brings me extreme amounts of delight at this particular moment.
It has the perfect pink and blue that was like that weird, like, late 90s. You can imagine it holding that water cup. Where it's like the green and purple.
It is absolutely fucking neon and retina destroying, and I love it.
Yeah. Okay. I can be found with the will as always. And it would be nice if things kept calm for a bit longer, but we will see.
Yeah, we got stuff to do.
Yeah. Probably stuff we'll talk about next time. There's a lot of shit going on. So we will catch you guys next time. Thank you everyone for showing up. Bye.
Bye.